This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis, people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate he made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They are Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission. Kevin McCullough Radio, big breaking news Monday, and boy, are we loaded for it. It's right now. Kevin McCullough, stay with us. Big story this afternoon, of course, the Midtown helicopter crash in New York City. We will hear from Governor Andrew Cuomo and Mayor Bill de Blasio. Jim Garrity from the National Review on the Democratic debates upcoming. Carol Markowitz with an unusually early Monday appearance. Alliance Defending Freedom and David Fisher on the finance. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The crash of a helicopter into the 54th floor of a building just north of Times Square and the crossroads of the world. The latest reporting is that the helicopter pilot, who was on board that helicopter by himself or herself, called into air traffic control and said, I've got to land this bird on top of a building in Midtown.
And that's exactly what happened. And in friends, in doing so, A hero was born. This pilot saved lives this afternoon. This is really remarkable when you understand what's going on. If you've been on Twitter today, at Cooper Lawrence has a very compelling video that shows what we believe to be the helicopter flying very erratically in and out of the fog ceiling before getting before crashing in Midtown. And if the helicopter was having the kinds of problems that it appears that they were, that the pilot had enough frame of reference of mind to be able to put this down on a building, on a fairly secure building, a building that by all miracle standards, not even any debris fell from. Think about this. A major crash taking place 54 stories above Midtown and not even an ounce of debris falling. By now, people are noticing that, of course, many of the emergency vehicles have been cleared from the area, and somewhat life is getting back to normal. Some of the buildings, my contacts at the Fox News building, for example, say they've been able to reoccupy their building. Buildings on the periphery around the crash area have been able to do that as well. Governor Cuomo happened to be in the area not long after it occurred. Here was his reaction.
If you're a New Yorker, you have a level of PTSD, right, from 9/11. And I remember that morning all too well. So as soon as you hear an aircraft hit a building, I think my mind goes where every New Yorker's mind goes.
But at this point, there's no indication that
there's... There is no indication that is the case. The only indication was a helicopter had to do an emergency or a hard landing or crashed onto the rooftop of the building, causing a fire. But there's no indication of anything more than that.
And in the last hour, the mayor also stepped up to the microphone. Here's Mayor de Blasio.
There is no indication at this time that this was an act of terror. And there is no ongoing threat to New York City based on all the information we have right now. But what we do know.
It really was an amazing miracle. This pilot had the presence of mind to radio in before he crashed. This is a private helicopter. Some people were asking earlier, why wasn't the FAA aware of what was going on? There appears to be some discrepancy, because it appears that New York helicopter craft have a different flight authority than the FAA on some flight patterns around in and around Manhattan. So I'm sure that some of this all will be looked into, but an amazing and sad end, obviously, for the victim and so forth. But the fact that he had the presence of mind in a very bad weather situation to put this helicopter on top of that building and not even a single piece of debris falling off and injuring anyone else is really quite amazing. More details if they develop as we go along. It is Kevin McCullough Radio. Jim Garrity is the senior political correspondent for National Review, and somebody that I've been a real fan of for a very long time, though he has not been on the show in quite some time, and I apologize, Jim, for that. But welcome back, and good to have you.
No, it's good to be with you, Kevin. And, you know, I moved, you know. it's not your fault for losing track of me.
Well, you went out of the country for a while, and I don't know where you are now even. So I was glad we were able to track you down.
Authenticity Woods. I'm outside the Beltway. I'm not one of those inside the Beltway types. I'm outside by about a mile. So
there you go. Jim Garrity, longtime correspondent for the National Review. And let me ask you, Jim, the big debate over the weekend, I wrote about this for Town Hall. I think it was an abject victory for the Trump administration in the Mexico tariff coin flip debate. But nearly every major news media outlet has portrayed this as a loss for President Trump over the last 3 days. What's your take on who won and who lost in the threatened to use tariffs and get Mexico more cooperating in our immigration issue?
You could put me down at the beginning of the process as somebody who thought this was going to backfire, that we were trying to get the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement passed through Congress and try to get their legislatures to pass all of them. And, right as you're trying to get this delicate negotiations, you've got a trade agreement in place. The last thing you want to do is say, oh, by the way, we're going to enact new tariffs on you because we're upset with the way you're patrolling the border. Having said that, it appears, at least as of the reports we were seeing late this weekend, that there was a deal reached and that Mexico had made certain promises, or some people said they were simply accelerating promises they'd made earlier. You know, there is something to be said for brinksmanship. If you can, as long as your point is not to blow everything up, and your point is to actually get the agreement, to get them to just give a little bit more concession than they otherwise would, then you know what? This worked out, and it did have some progress. So if the Mexicans keep their promises, then actually, okay, this did work out pretty well. All in all, though, I would try to avoid using tariffs as a tool to settle other disputes, because if you do that, it's going to open up the window for everybody to try using that.
The really successful field of 24 that are vying for the Democratic Party nomination, you've written about this over the weekend. Are they actually complaining about the standards for getting into their first debate, which is coming up? Are they actually whining and moaning about having to meet the threshold for that?
Yeah, and for those who think that this is, it's those Washington insiders at the DNC who are being unfair to them, good heavens, you need 1% in just three surveys approved by the DNC. And basically the gist is they got to be real polls, and 65,000 or more donors, and you got to have at least 200 people from at least 20 states. And there are lots of ways to work around that. One of my favorite ones is John Delaney, who, by the way, is a real person, and who is a Maryland congressman, said that if you donate to his $1 to his campaign, he will donate $2 to the charity of your choice. Now, you think about that. He's losing money on every transaction. Don't worry. He's a multimillionaire. He can afford it. But this was how he was affecting. You could make the argument that he was buying donations, right? He was encouraging people to donate to him. Now, by the way, if you think this is an unbelievably difficult threshold, John Delaney made it. Marianne Williamson made it. A lot of your listeners are probably saying, wait a minute, who's Marianne Williamson?
Right.
Andrew Yang made it, right? So a whole bunch of them can. Now, the people who are having a hard time are Steve Bullock, the governor of Montana. Now, he got in fairly recently. I understand Kirsten Gillibrand just made it today. She's the senator from New York. And by the way, for a bunch of these candidates, getting the 65,000 donors is a heck of a lot easier than meeting that threshold of 1%.
I know. That's the crazy part. Well, this Des Moines Register, or the USA Today poll that came out this weekend, I mean, you're looking at a lot of the people you just named sitting at literally 0% in the poll. And above 5%, there's only five candidates that registered above 5%. Kamala Harris, the lowest of those at 7. Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, all above that threshold. But, Jim, this is kind of crazy stuff when you're thinking about, and of course, you could have predicted this, right? 24 candidates. This is what it is. A bunch of these people aren't serious.
Here's the problem. You saw this building cycle by cycle. Usually you didn't want to run for president because if you got 1%, that was really embarrassing. And yet we've given birth to a new breed of candidates who are relentless narcissists and who are not ashamed of getting 1% or less, and that they don't automatically drop out when they, fail to catch fire or fail to get much attention from people. But when I mentioned those polls earlier, you don't need to get 1% nationally either. The DNC will also accept if you hit 1% in a poll of Iowans, or 1% in a poll of New Hampshireites, or South Carolinians, or Nevadans. They set the bar as low as you could just about possibly imagine, short of all you have to do to participate in the debate is show up.
That's breathing at the time that they start. That's basically and compare it to the 16 candidates and what they had to jump through in 2016 for the Republicans, and it is significantly easier. Friends, his column is titled "Stop Complaining, Democrats. The threshold for the DNC debates is low." And that's understating it. Jim Garrity, great to have you with us. Get his new book, by the way. We didn't have a chance to cover it today. We'll talk about it soon. It's a political thriller, Between Two Scorpions. It's a novel. Jim Garrity. Also follow him on Twitter at Jim Garrity. No underscore, no nothing, just Jim Garrity. Jim, good to talk to you.
Always good to hear from you, Kevin. Take care.
Kevin McCullough, lots to get to yet. Stay with us.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talking about MyPillow for the longest time because it really did radically change how I sleep. I sleep better, deeper, more soundly, and I get better rest every single night because of the tremendous invention that Mike Lindell brought to the fore so many years ago now. But right now, he's got a special limited time offer that is not being replicated anywhere else on radio or TV. It's the lowest price, in fact, being offered. And you can get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 or $34.99 when you use my promo code. I'll be listening for that. Tell you in just a second. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow. Stays cool all night long. Keeps its shape. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. And it's made in the USA. So he's employing USA workers. It's got a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Do you have a MyPillow? You need to get one. And right now, a two-pack of the MyPillow premiums for the lowest price ever seen on radio or TV, $69.98 or $34.99 per pillow. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. Call the number or MyPillow.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, breaking news as it happens. Still updating you on what's going on in Midtown. Traffic's awful. You knew it was going to be that way because of the weather. It's even worse because of the helicopter accident this afternoon. But we continue to keep our eye on it for you, and glad to be able to keep you up to date on that. One fatality was the pilot The fire is out. The fuel in the helicopter, they are trying to contain that, of course, obviously, but details as they develop.
I was just talking to Jim Garrity, and we were talking about the Mexico tariff coin flip and who won and so forth. You know, last week I reported that the New York Times reported on Thursday, and they did. It was in their briefing. They said U.S.-Mexico making headway on potential deal to avoid tariffs. On Friday, the president announces it. On Saturday, they release a story that says, oh, well, we already knew that they were going to do all that stuff. That's just, and of course, the truth is that some of it had been pledged but hadn't been started, and that's part of what those negotiations were about. But all that to say that even when the New York Times gets it right, sometimes they just have to be a little bit crabby and come back and still show bias in what they're doing. Anyway, Carol Markowitz is with us. She doesn't write for the Times. She writes for the Post. And we're glad to have her every week. Her column runs on Mondays. Normally she joins us on Tuesdays, but because of kids and school and the end of year stuff, which the McCullough household is totally inundated with right now, we decided to let her come on today. And Carol, I was reading your Twitter feed earlier today, and I want you to know that the world has some good men out there. I am a subway stander. I stand on that subway. And I stand for the same reason that your incredible husband does, and all good men do, because if there are seats on the subway, they belong to the fairer among us.
Yeah, you know, both my husband and my brother have mentioned it to me in the past that they don't sit on the subway, but like today I got to see it. I commuted with my husband into the city today, and so I got to see him. I was like, look, there's seats. He's like, I know, but he's like, women are going to get on, and I'm going to just go stand up, so I may as well just stand. And I was really proud of him. I thought that was great. And of course I'm getting comments on Twitter, like, what, women can't stand themselves? Of course we can. Of course we can, but it's just chivalrous. And I like that he's doing it for the women of the world.
Well, I've never understood some of these arguments. Like, you're really dying to open your own door. Okay, fine. Like, we want to, we want to as a sign of respect, but you somehow take it personally.
I love having the doors open for me. Please continue to open the doors, men of the world.
Well, and you even wrote that really good piece about how sometimes your husband can order for you, and like the, how just how cool that is sometimes. So I don't always do that because my bride, she's got a more specific palate than me. So like I'd probably get some of that wrong. But if she's told me ahead of time, sometimes I'm able to order for her. Let's talk. But so Jim Garrity said that he was originally thinking the Mexico tariff threat was going to go really bad, and then it turned out probably to be a win. How's Carol Markowitz sizing up the near media blackout of all the mainstream people saying Trump lost? He had to renege on his tariffs, when in reality it looks like he got him to the table and got a deal done on some stuff.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about Donald Trump, right? I disagree with tariffs, but if his tariffs end up getting him the results that he wants, I find that hard to disagree with. I think tariffs are, in general, a bad economic policy. But if he's using it to get something from Mexico and he gets that and then the tariffs go away, can I really say that those tariffs didn't work? It's hard to.
Yeah.
Would I want tariffs to be part of our economic policy going forward with a number of countries? No, I'm a free trade absolutist. I want to see free trade with as many countries as possible. But look, can I argue with the fact that this is a win for him? I can't.
Yeah. Well, and because they're neighbors, sometimes countries have multiple layers of issues with us, right? So if we can get, in essence, the southern border moved down to their southern border and really shut off the flow of the caravans at the Guatemala-Mexico border, that's a win for us. And, and you know, if you've got 6,000 more National Guard that are going to be sheriffing it, and if you've got, you know, now an agreement to say, hey, you're going to be required to seek asylum in the first country you come to, not after you skip forward and get to the U.S., like, I think there's some genuine win in there for us that's going to long-term create a better relationship between Mexico and the U.S., especially since the tariffs aren't going to end up going into effect.
Right. But what I've read about it, and of course, it's all kind of fluid and could be changed, but Mexico is not actually agreeing to keep the migrants. They're basically not saying that they're going to force the migrants to apply for asylum in Mexico, but they will let the migrants wait out their U.S. asylum in Mexico, which, you know, I guess is a step in the Trumpy, you know, immigration direction. So
I also like that they agreed to freeze the monetary assets of the people funding the caravans, because I think those, and if that's the George Soros type guy, I think those are the real troublemakers to begin with, because I think a lot of this is incentivized. Anyway, well, thanks for giving me your thoughts on that. I was dying to see what you were thinking after this weekend. Your piece today is very interesting. Tell us why you chose to write about it.
So I kept seeing these pieces, like, give 16-year-olds the right to vote, and I oppose that, but I'm not, like, a passionate opponent of not giving 16-year-olds the right to vote. But the more I saw these pieces, the more I saw it wasn't just 16-year-olds, obviously. So the left is sort of starting with 16-year-olds, but then they're extending Bernie wants to give inmates the right to vote. Now, I'm in favor of after somebody serves their time, after they get out of prison, reinstating their right to vote. That is, to me, a basic and easy decision. I think you should be granted the rights of your citizenship once you've served your time. But they are saying people actually in jail should be voting, and that's just crazy. And then the next level of crazy is then people are saying, well, why should you have to be a citizen to vote? If you live in America and you're not a citizen, the policies of the government still affect you. Non-citizens should be able to vote. And then even further, people are saying, and this is in major newspapers, this isn't like kooks on the internet, you know, this is like in the LA Times, this is in the British Independent. So in the British Independent, there was a woman who argues that because American policy has so many effects on countries around the world, other people in other countries should actually vote in our elections. And you know, all of this is happening because Donald Trump won. It's not that they want to expand voting rights to as many people as possible out of the goodness of their heart. They are still bitter and angry and damaged from the fact that Donald Trump won the 2016 election. And this is the way that they're lashing out, trying to figure out a way to not let that happen again.
Same thing with the Supreme Court. We don't like the current makeup, so let's put 25 judges on it. You know, it's
yeah,
we lost
the Electoral College. We don't like that.
We lost, so we want to change the rules. And that's basically like what the guy that lived up the street when I was growing up did. If he started losing and we were playing baseball or whatever, he just changed the rules, or he just take his bat and ball and go home. And that's kind of the modern Democratic Party. That's who they are.
Yeah.
All right, so check out her column, Drive to Let Kids, Inmates Vote, Just Another Sign, The Left is Nuts. Carol Markowitz, always good to have you.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Thanks.
And stand on the subway for crying out loud. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, just this week, I was feeling a little bit run down, and I just had such a stressful couple of days, especially to start the week with, that I upped my dosage of my Balance of Nature, my fruits and veggies that I take in capsule form. And I got to tell you, I didn't skip a beat. Like, there were a lot of things that I had to close out the week to get to and to have done. And I've just been able to power through. In fact, I had so much energy the other night. I was working until much later into the night than I realized. And when I looked at what time it was, it's time to go to bed. Do you have that kind of energy? If not, you need to be on Balance of Nature, because they're not only going to help you have more energy, they're going to help you get well. They're going to help you stay well. They're going to help you feel better. And right now you can get 30% off and free shipping if you call and you just use my promo code. 800-246-8751 is the number. 800-246-8751. 30% off plus free shipping. Come on, it doesn't get any better than that. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And use either there or at balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code KMC. That's 800-246-8751.
Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more.
If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talking about MyPillow for the longest time because it really did radically change how I sleep. I sleep better, deeper, more soundly, and I get better rest every single night because of the tremendous invention that Mike Lindell brought to the fore so many years ago now. But right now, he's got a special limited time offer that is not being replicated anywhere else on radio or TV. It's the lowest price, in fact, being offered. And you can get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 or $34.99 when you use my promo code. I'll be listening for that. Tell you in just a second. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow. Stays cool all night long. Keeps its shape. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. And it's made in the USA. So he's employing USA workers. It's got a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Do you have a MyPillow? You need to get one. And right now, a two-pack of the MyPillow premiums for the lowest price ever seen on radio or TV, $69.98. or $34.99 per pillow. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. Call the number or MyPillow.com.
Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Glad you're with us. And again, we've been asking you to make your support known to the Alliance Defending Freedom, because as we've been telling you for the last 2.5 months, they are fighting for your rights. They are fighting for the rights of your children and grandchildren, and they are doing all that they can to protect your freedoms. And today we're going to highlight another instance in which that's happened. Carl and Angel Larson are business owners and filmmakers, and a law has interfered with their life. Jake Warner is legal counsel with the Alliance Defending Freedom. He's a member of the Center for Conscience Initiatives, and he joins us for the first time. Jake, welcome. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm glad to be here.
So talk to us a little bit about Carl and Angel and their story.
Carl and Angel Larson own Telescope Media Group. It's a filmmaking company located in Minnesota. The Larsons want to create wedding films that promote their religious beliefs about marriage. But according to Minnesota officials, if the Larsons create films celebrating marriage between one man and one woman, they must also create films promoting views about marriage that violate their beliefs, including films promoting same-sex marriage. The state is threatening the Larsons with steep fines and up to 90 days in jail to force them to create films they don't want to create.
So obviously there's this kind of recurring theme, the state trying to force individuals to violate their own conscience and to go along with what is politically correct or politically dominant in terms of the thought at the time. What does the ADF do in this case in particular? What's the argument that you make? What court are you in front of now? Where does it stand?
We filed this lawsuit back in late 2016 on the behalf of the Larsons. Because they were facing potential jail time, we wanted to learn the Larsons' rights before they were sitting in a jail cell. So we filed what's called a pre-enforcement challenge in federal court. The case has worked its way up through the courts, and now it's on appeal before the Eighth Circuit. Oral argument was last October, and we are waiting for a court decision now. It could literally come out any day. And we're hopeful that the court will uphold Carl and Angel's First Amendment right to control the content of their films and to be free from being coerced by the government to promote messages that they disagree with.
Yeah, let's zero in on that for a second, because if Alliance Defending Freedom was not there to do this for them, what would likely happen to them?
Well, like so many others around the country who don't realize that they sit in jurisdictions where these laws are in place, they could be making expressive decisions in their business, choosing the content of their films like most other speakers do, and then one day find themselves hauled into court by someone who wants them to promote a message that violates their deepest beliefs. And we don't think that's right. No matter what side of the issue you fall on, the government should not have the power to force you to express a message that you disagree with. And most people in America think that's the freedom we have, and we do have that freedom. But folks like our clients find themselves in court because governments are stretching certain laws beyond what they were designed to do to compel expression. And that violates the First Amendment.
Friends, today they need our help. And you can become a part of the solution when you give a gift of just $100 at 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559. Looking for 50 partners from the AM970 and Kevin McCullough Radio listening audience. And we're hopeful that you will step up and become part of that today. If you'd like more information online, you can go to am970theanswer.com, am970theanswer.com. It's a big banner at the top of the page. But religious freedom, First Amendment freedom, the ability to do something simple. I was listening to my colleague Joe Piscopo this morning telling a story of a kid that was given a hard time about wearing a Make America Great Again hat at his school. In Joe's home state of New Jersey. That is the very example of what we're talking about, protecting your freedom of speech and your freedom of belief as the Constitution protects them, and not at the whims of cities or governments or politicians or interest groups. Jake Warner of Alliance Defending Freedom, thanks for being with us today. Here's that number, 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559. You can also go online to am970theanswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, just this week I was feeling a little bit run down, and I just had had such a stressful couple of days, especially to start the week with, that I upped my dosage of my Balance of Nature, my fruits and veggies that I take in capsule form. And I got to tell you, I didn't skip a beat. Like, there were a lot of things that I had to close out the week to get to and to have done. And I've just been able to power through. In fact, I had so much energy the other night. I was working until much later into the night than I realized. And when I looked at what time it was, it's time to go to bed. Do you have that kind of energy? If not, you need to be on Balance of Nature, because they're not only going to help you have more energy, they're going to help you get well. They're going to help you stay well. They're going to help you feel better. And right now you can get 30% off and free shipping if you call and you just use my promo code. 800-246-8751 is the number. 800-246-8751. 30% off plus free shipping. Come on, it doesn't get any better than that. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And use either there or at balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code KMC. That's 800-246-8751.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talking about MyPillow for the longest time because it really did radically change how I sleep. I sleep better, deeper, more soundly, and I get better rest every single night because of the tremendous invention that Mike Lindell brought to the fore so many years ago now. But right now, he's got a special limited time offer that is not being replicated anywhere else on radio or TV. It's the lowest price, in fact, being offered. And you can get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 or $34.99 when you use my promo code. I'll be listening for that. Tell you in just a second. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow. Stays cool all night long. Keeps its shape. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. And it's made in the USA. So he's employing USA workers. It's got a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Do you have a MyPillow? You need to get one. And right now, a two-pack of the MyPillow premiums for the lowest price ever seen on radio or TV, $69.98. or $34.99 per pillow. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. Call the number or MyPillow.com. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, and glad to be talking to David Fisher this week. The economy last week, man, all over the place. When we're talking about even the markets today, started off with a bolt. Where are we going to go this week? And do the U.S.-Mexico avoiding tariffs issue, as we've been kind of talking about throughout the hour, does this change the long-term outlook here at home? David Fisher is the head of Landmark Capital. And, of course, he has been the one sounding the alarm for the coming bail-in. And if you would still like to get a complimentary resource that tells you all about what that is, they have them at Landmark Capital, 844-604-2575. David Fisher, U.S. and Mexico, depending on which outlet you read this weekend, some were saying that Trump was forced to concede and that he lost and that he was just saving face by avoiding the tariffs. I am of the opinion that it was his threat of the tariffs and the ability that he didn't have to end up using them that kind of demonstrated his ability to get things done. People can disagree with me, but I don't have the same read on it that the mainstream media does. But I know that there was some concern that if they did kick in, that it would possibly put in jeopardy our North American economic agreement and so forth. So what do you think now that the tariffs didn't kick in today? What do you think the long term effect of last week's decisions will mean?
Well, it certainly would affect the United States-Mexican-Canada agreement, the USMCA agreement, if tariffs had to be put in place. So there's two reasonings, first of all, for tariffs. There's the financial reasoning to stop the trade deficit, and then there's the political reason, and that's what this one was really about. Previous, you know, talk was more about financial side of tariffs between Mexico and the United States. So this was a political one. And where's that come? And that's why the deal was solved in 2 days. And that was a great thing. The financial side has been going on for months, and it finally got solved. But the political side got solved in 2 days. So feathers and credos to President Trump, because they've been talking for months and months on the financial side. This political side all had to do with immigration. And as we all know, there's a significant amount of immigrants coming across the border. They're mostly coming from Guatemala and those areas down there. So President Trump, by saying, if you don't stop the inflow of illegal aliens and assist this in this process, you're actually encouraging them, we're going to have to do something financially to get your attention. That's what this was all about. And within 2 days, the Mexican government moved 6,000 soldiers to the southern border of their country to stop immigrants flowing through their country to get asylum in the United States. This affected the market in a positive way. We've had, you know, 5 days of upticks, and this was just another thing causing the market to go up. But previously, we had the roller coaster of 6 downticks in the marketplace. So we're if you looked at what was happening about 13 days ago, we're about slightly down from the previous high, but we're headed the right direction up in the markets.
What about China, and will anything that they saw in the last few days cause them to take some action?
Well, that's a whole nother story. China's a different culture. I mean, this is more about China. There's the financial side, which makes sense because our trade deficit is just, it just increased another $20.5 billion. The surplus in May was jumped to $41.65 billion. It was normally around $26 billion the month before. So we've jumped the trade deficit with China because they're not really negotiating because it's the political side. Yeah, this might hit them financially, and they are hurting. And you know, we just put tariffs, $200 billion worth of tariffs on the Chinese imports last month. But President Trump wants to negotiate on a deal. So does China, and they're supposed to meet at the end of June at the G20 summit. But it's not an official. They've announced the date and the time, but if they don't meet, we will see President Trump slap tariffs on China more forcefully than he's done in the past. But the pushback from China is more about saving face, the political side. They want to win at something, and they're feeling that they just can't quite win because they have a lot to give to make this thing become equal. That's the problem, and they don't see where they're winning. That's why they backed away from the table last week.
Yeah, and there's evidence created a bunch of dissatisfaction within the upper ruling party there as well. Hey, the T-bill, the 10-year, it had an interesting week last week, David, and interest rates obviously kind of parallel what the 10-year T-bill did. But does this make it more likely that the Fed is going to raise rates or lower them or keep them in neutral? What are we seeing with the Treasuries right now?
Well, we're seeing a roller coaster, just like we saw in the marketplace. If you looked at this thing last year at the end of the year, the market was saying 1 to 3 Fed rate hikes happening in 2019. But the Fed kind of pulled the changed course at the end of December and confirmed that earlier first quarter this year. Now we're seeing the market is saying we could have 2 to 4 rate cuts. In fact, traders are saying that there's a 70% chance that the Fed will start a rate cut in July. So this is, when you look at what's happening here, we're headed, the economy is slowing down. I mean, it's the reports just keep coming out. They're becoming more broad-based. They're coming internally in the United States, and they're also certainly globally. So it's the fact that we are going to have a slowdown, and we will have a recession. So they need to lower rates. Here's an interesting thing about the yield curve. It's based upon recession probability model is what the Fed does. And the probability of a recession in the next 12 months, Kevin, is 27%, according to the Fed. But keep in mind that they may make people feel great. The last time the recession odds were at the same number was in early 2007, just a few months before the recession. So it's a flawed number. The Fed is going to, in my opinion, they're going to lower rates. I said raising them, but they changed the course. The market is going to force the Fed, because it's really what the market says, and the Fed follows to keep that. The market is going to pull back. And if we don't have an agreement with China at the end of this month, the market will pull back, because they're factoring that in, a higher market, because China and U.S. will come to a trade agreement. I don't think they're going to come to one, personally. So I think it's going to be a political, long, drawn-out process, unfortunately, which won't be good for any country. And we're going to see this be the trigger, or pieces of the trigger, to cause a recession. That's why it's so important to get your money moved before all this happens and get some portion of your money into gold because of the bail-in.
Right. The bail-in would be following on the heels of that. And, friends, if you want to know more about it, we've been talking about it. But get the white paper resource and arm yourself with all of the facts. You need to learn how to protect your money. It's legal. The government can take it right out of your account. They don't owe you an explanation or anything. It's law now. And 8 countries have done it in 7 years. So this is something that is now legal in America. You need the details on it. Call today. Get the coming bail-in white paper. It's totally free. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. And then just read it. That's all I ask you to do. Get the coming bail-in white paper and take a read of it. And then if you have any more questions, call David's firm back. They are willing to talk to you and to help you understand exactly every jot and tittle of it. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. You can also request one at landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio, my final thought coming next.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate it. He made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, there are still a lot of emergency vehicles on the scene, but compared to what 6th Avenue looked like about 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, it is considerably better. And again, a real miracle on this day. And friend, I apologize if this is a crummy day, crummy weather, crummy commute. If you were stuck in the backups going home today, if you're still stuck in them, I feel badly that all of that has happened. But I really want you to understand what a miracle it was this afternoon. And think about it from this standpoint. The FAA was not in charge of this flight. So, again, and there's questions as to why. But I believe that if my sources are right, it's because national policy for helicopters can be regionally delegated in this region. This flight may have been. It's a privately owned flight. Whether or not he had permission to be around Midtown is, another issue altogether. But it appears as though he performed a miracle, because this could have been so much worse. The amount of damage to buildings, the amount of damage to people, the amount of injuries and deaths that could have been caused if he had gone down into one of the concrete canyons instead of putting it on top of a building. And I feel badly for he and his family, but again, a real miracle in Midtown today. And if you're in New York City listening on AM 970 The Answer, there will be obviously much more coverage of this, specifically tomorrow morning with our award-winning morning show here in New York. Joe Piscopo, Frank Morano have all the news details for you as it persists. And if there are any traffic backups tomorrow, of course, Debbie Duhaime will have them for you. But I'm guessing
that the rest of these emergency vehicles may, in fact, be gone by the time that rolls around. So we'll see. Anyway, Kevin McCullough saying thank you. And it's really a good day. I mean, considering what could have happened. And sometimes it is helpful for me personally to take into account how bad it could be in order to understand how good it actually is. And for there not to even be one injury and not even one piece of debris that fell from the building today, it's a good day. Kevin McCullough, see you next time.